It's the 3rd of October, and this is Rheon Jones of the Consultation Institute, with the thought that we're going to need rather more judges. Now, I say that following the announcement overnight by the Department of Transport that it has made such horrendous mistakes in awarding the West Coast Main Line railway franchise to the first group that it has decided to run the whole process once again. Now, we're all very interested in what these mistakes may have been, but here's our point. What has caused them to discover these mistakes? Was it Louise Ellman and her select committee? No, it wasn't. Was it the many, many thousands of very loyal Virgin passengers who kicked up a fuss? No, it wasn't. Was it the e-petition that attracted, on last count, about 180,000 signatures? Was that what made the difference? No, it wasn't. It was because Richard Branson had the money and the motivation to mount a legal challenge. It is the threat of judicial review and the need by the civil servants to mount a defence to that challenge that occasioned them to look deep into their own practices and find the mistakes. We may well hear at some point that there has been a cover-up here, because plenty of senior civil servants told their ministers how perfect and how defensible their processes were. But for those of us working in consultation, there is a rather ominous message. If the threat of legal action is what it takes for local government officers or for civil servants and others to examine their processes to find out whether they've done them properly, then are we not going to encourage even more recourse to law? Will there not be even more judicial reviews on those decisions that people don't like? Now, when we teach the law of consultation, we are reviewing dozens of judicial reviews. Many of them have exposed deficiencies in the way that public consultations and complex processes to engage with stakeholders have been carried out. That's why we in the Consultation Institute are doing compliance assessments, because getting these processes right is very important. And what the Virgin case shows is that even civil servants can make mistakes, and it sometimes takes a legal challenge to expose them.